was the Rabbanan. I wanted to share with you also to expose you to a little bit of the inadequate Sforb that we have on Masechta Sneva. Inadequate in the Achronim who teach Pshat, not who say Pilpul. So I may hear copies of page or two of the Chochmah B'Tzalel. And the souls are actually souls are bottom. Nice simple chart in the Rashi. Repeated morals, and continuing them, we'll see if we can do the Chochmah B'Tzalel. Pick up the Gemara on that test of an hour. Boy Minei Ahusaba and Rabbi Yochanan, from 10, 12 lines from the top. Left in the machine, believe it or not, from a week ago. Whatever. Boy, Menei Usaba, me Rabbi Yochanan. Gia is Vesta Bimei Buro, the low bot come out. Come a boyle, a libid mandama of a souls the riser. My, given the souls the riser, boy bdika. And therefore, what? If low vodka, he soon she became an eater. Since all Jewish people are Zamke Chardo, O Dilma, Kivan, the Demer Musulokim, Lo Boy Bidika. How would you learn the question? How do you understand this question? Is the Cheskas Muberes as strong as the Cheskas bestows? The Chazok Kavoreh B'zman Lobo now is countered by some biological change that occurred in her. Can you count on that, what the biology book says, that a pregnant woman doesn't menstruate? Is that adequate to break a cheskas, a chazoker? And here's the problem: all chazokas are deraisa. That's the little problem that the Chochmas Mitzalal handles. What do you ask a shayla whether bestows deraisa bestows rabbanon? If an ox goes three times, he has a chazoker. If a man is on a field and harvests the crop three years, he has a chazoke. We deal chazoke dini momenus, we did it in dini surim. Why should you question? So the question has to be, how good is your cheskas muberes? What does that tell you? Odilmo, kivan de domera musulokin lo boy bedika. the cheskas mu'uberes, whatever that teaches you, is sufficient to break the cheskas of a reir b'zman abo. Amalei tinituha. You can infer that from the Braise. There too you have what? You have a change of state, a change of physical state, based upon some chazakah we have, that a woman under stress doesn't menstruate. Like a woman pregnant doesn't menstruate. Rameh Omer im hoyse b'marbo. She's hiding out in a cave from enemies that are trying to kill her. V'giyya shaz vesta v'lo botko tohoro. Shecharoro mesalekes zedomim. Shecharodo mesalekes zedomim. Taimo edike charodo. Holeke charodo. V'giyya vesta v'lo botko. She be tomeya. Almo vestoros daraisi. Read the Rashi at the soul of the Reise. Also, Bidika, Shetzichu, Lisho, Libode, Kishas Vesta, Vartovahu. And look at what Rashi does here. That's what the Chosm of Silo questions. What's Rashi driving the point here? He said it's Vartovah. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'zartem z'bnei Yisrael b'tumosom. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. What's Rashi saying? It's a Dvar Torah. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. Dorer b'zman bo. Vim bo yom vesed lo botko. Had a chazok yom arzikin lo tumeyo. Kama boyolei. However, what about this change of state in her? She's now muberes. In Lobotka Bion Vesta be me ivura mahu. So the question is, how powerful is that? That's what Rashi is questioning. It's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That orer b'zman abo. So she's a vadei nida. Lobotka, so Lobotka. What difference does it make? What then, you tell me, that b'machbo, when she's hiding out in the cave, that whatever hormonal change occurs because of stress is sufficient to break the chazoke, then ibur is also good enough. The chazoke, that's a bintobo. The chazoka of Charorodo is an endocrinologist, who said. Don't think Tova says that. That's the question. Can you start off with a din Torah of chazoka based upon scientific knowledge today? Not an insignificant little piece of Gemara. How much can you have confidence in our human knowledge versus a halachic status of chazoka?
Well, when you say human knowledge versus halachic status, halachic status is based off human knowledge and human thought process. Going back to the Gemara about the oven.
Yeah.
Basco comes out and says lo b'shamayim. So halachic status is also based on human knowledge.
No. Here we have chazaka. Chazaka makes its own halakha. What's chazaka? Three times she says. That's what chazaka is. Repetition of three times says it repeat itself. How do you know that? All chazaka are the raisin. therefore, that's called given. Now you come in with something new. That was not based upon any, quote, scientific knowledge. That's based upon
science.
A mathematical principle.
And then you come with science. Okay, I see the
challenge. Now you come with some scientific knowledge. You tell me, but pregnant women, now to make it understandable, even that question, but pregnant women don't menstruate. It's good to keep in mind that pregnant women do menstruate. That it's not unusual for a pregnant woman the first few months to be lowered down, the Shas Vesta. So the breakthrough breathing at that time.
But so she can't become pregnant, though. She can't become pregnant.
Pregnant, but she can become.
Can she become pregnant from the second menstruation?
Can't come pregnant from the first, from the morning after the first. The morning after the time she slept with her husband.
Because she can't have two babies, you know, gestating that
I'll be late
three months apart.
Second time.
Usually it doesn't happen.
No. It's happened.
Yeah.
I have a case in my piles of twins born 3 months apart.
That must be painful.
That's awkward.
Went into labor, one baby came out, the other baby didn't. It just came in labor on the seventh month. Instead of doing anything, they let it. And at 9 months, the next baby came up. You have twins, right? And if this was, one was in December, one was in January, they'd have different birth years.
Yeah.
They try to convince a judge that they're twins. Okay, but I did. We pointed out. Give Alec one of these.
I guess.
Yeah. Pointed out, which Chochmas Machado will point out, the sensitivity to Rashi's language. What is Rashi driving a point here by saying it's a Devar Torah? Well, you see, it's based on a pasuk. Bezaltem is Bnei Yisrael. Then he calls it Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Which would indicate it's not a posuk. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is really not a posuk. It's referred to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Miniko Shemes Beno B'Tzoch Esrim V'Arba Chodesh. Arei Kechol Anoshim U'Matam Ha'Meisra Esrim P'Kidil P'Kidah. A nursing mother, when she stops nursing, falls back into the category of the average woman. Lefikach, therefore, it follows that if she stays outside the average woman by keeping on nursing, lefikach im hoyser meni kosov olechas arba chomishonim dayeshata. Then nursing is mesalekes es adomim. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yudi, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Omrim, not true. If she stops nursing, she's still Musulekis from Damnida for 24 months. Dayon Chaitan Kolasim Abba Chodesh. Lefikach, in hoysa meni koso arba v'chomishonim metama meisli yeis v'kidu l'pida. It's a 24-month rule. For 24 months, here you have essentially a continuation of the previous question that the Saba asked. How much can you depend upon your scientific knowledge to break the Acheskas Oreir Bezman Obo? Here they're arguing, what is the scientific knowledge? Is it scientifically proven that 24 months she's Musleges Midomim? Or is the statement Musleges Midomim dependent upon being in a nursing state, being actively nursing? But you're starting off with a chazoke, remember. So what does he say? What is the basis for her musolak ha'ridam? Shitim saloma, if you'll offer me this explanation, the divi rameir, the halacha is that dam ne'ka v'nasa cholov. I'll give you now a little better translation of that. A woman cannot nurse, cannot lactate and menstruate at the same time. Put it in a little more scientific terms. Whatever hormones are involved in lactation, they inhibit menstruation.
That's LHF, right?
LHF, right?
Right.
At the beginning of this month, I handed out to the halacha class something we didn't go into, which gave you a quick, also something that I wrote, a quick summation of the hormonal changes that go on in the woman. So Kritim Salom Aladivira Meyandam Ne'akar V'Nase Cholov, the woman cannot lactate and menstruate at the same time, because whatever causes menstruation doesn't allow for lactation and vice versa. That's the expression. Dam is substituted for by the cholov. Then it should follow, right, that as long as she's lactating, there can't be any dam. The blood is being used up in the nursing process. That's why if she nurses for 4 or 5 years, she's musulekes midam. The divrei Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, they have a 24-month rule. Nothing to do with nursing. It has to do with having given birth. Eivareo misparkin vein nafsho chozeres ad esrim v'arba chodesh. Something happens to her during the nursing, during the delivery process. Whatever misparkin means, spread apart, extend, stretched, right? And ein nafsha, her blood, nefesh is used as a synonym for blood. Damo benafsha lo socheilu. Vein nafsha chozeres ad esrim v'arba chodesh. Why did you have to tell me this additional explanation in Rameir? Rameir had said that if the baby dies, same thing, she gives the baby over to another, to a nursemaid, right? Then a rei kechol anoshim. So it's clear that what?
Nurse.
That nursing is what does it all. Therefore, I could figure it out myself. If she nurses for 5 years, she mishlekes midomim.
So can you assume that a nursemaid is always mishlekes midomim?
I'm sorry?
Can one assume that if a Jewish woman is a nursemaid, that she's always Mitzalek as Midam?
Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly what he's saying. I mentioned last time that that was a business once that women were involved in. Mm-hmm. Sugin Ksubis questions. Daf Samach, I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If you hire a nursemaid, the halachas, what she can eat, what she can't eat. Well, good Jewish nurse first, her own or the one that she committed herself to. It's a business arrangement. There are business ethics here.
So that type of selling one's body is okay?
It's not like renting a uterus. Okay. So he answers, Yishur lefikach Rabbi Yossi, because I wanted to say by Rabbi Yossi, lefikach, therefore, if she nurses 4 or 5 years, she is not Musalek as Midomim. Therefore, I balanced it by saying by Rabbi Meir, she is Musalek as Midomim. But Rabbi Yossi, the same thing. Ulefikach Rabbi Yossi lomeli. Why can't you trust I can figure it out for myself? Since Rabbi Yossi said that regardless of whether she's nursing or not, for 24 months she's Musalek as Midomim, it's obviously it's a 24-month issue, nothing to do with nursing. And therefore, why tell me that if she nurses longer than that, it doesn't impact on the halacha? There's no Rabbi Yossi had to tell you. Mao the same Rabbi Yossi Tarte Yisli. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds both factors inhibit menstruation, either nursing or time. 24 hours, 24 months, even if she's not nursing. Right? But then if she is nursing, maybe nursing also inhibits, and therefore for 4 or 5 years should be Musalek as Midamim. Therefore, after making sure you understand that Rabbi Yossi holds 24 months, period, that nursing has no impact. So I had to tell you that. I might think that Rabbi Yossi, Tarte Islay, he holds both factors inhibit the Nidus. Kamash Malan, that no, only one factor, 24. Once you say that Lefikach for Rabbi Yossi, I balance it. Yes, that's already kind of a editorial elegance. I balance it when I explain the two opinions. I balance it by saying, and Rameir, likewise, you realize, according to Rameir's opinion, it'll be that a 4 or 5 year nursing period is also Masalek as Midom. Tanyana Mahochi, that's how we learned in Abraise. The explanation you just gave is really Abraise. Dam neka v'nasa cholo divir ha-meir. Rabbi Yossi omer, evorer mespalkin v'inaf shel chozer asoler ad esam arba chodesh. Fine. One says it's the consequence of giving birth, Rabbi Yossi. And the mayor says, no, it's the act of nursing that put it. Yeah.
Make a difference here in the hospital giving birth.
in Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, in this case, even though Rabbi Meir is most likely right, for some period of time. Okay, now I have a little digression back in classic Hilchus, Tumah of the Tara here, dealing even with Por Aduma. Amar Rabbi Loi, my time at Rameir, what does it mean? If it's not in the Torah, how does Rameir know it? He didn't go to medical school. What's wrong with answering? He knows it. He knows it from the knowledge of medicine that is current at the time. But tell us, not the question. Dirsiv, because the raya that he brings is from Iyuv. Mi yitin to mi tome lo echot. And Iyuv is questioning Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. Elihu, the youngest of his friends, begins to push Iyuv into recognizing his inability to understand everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. It's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Hashgacha Pratis on man. It's not a world of chaos. Yesh Din v'yesh Dayan. But the human intelligence isn't adequate to understand it clearly. So he brings this Mi yitin toho mi tome. Can you understand how a toho can come from a tome? Lo echod. Is this not proof? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it. You don't understand it. What does that mean? The Rabbanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, came to explain my time in Rameya. Zu Shichva Zera. Can you understand that? That Shichva Zera is Tomei. The Odom knows to memeno Toho. And the baby that comes from it is Toho. How could it be? If a thing is Tomei, it should give rise to Tuma. How could Tuma give rise to Tahara? Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Elu Mehanido. We're talking about Mechatos, Poraduma. That's Mehanido. Shehamaze Umazen Olov Toro. The one who sprinkles the Eifer Poro. Then it's Eifer Poro with an Azov hysop, little twig, right? And that mixes up with Mayim Chaim, right? El Kelly.
What is Mayim
Chaim? How the Irish got into it, I don't know.
Means
it has to be fresh spring water. Or like you get nowadays, they sell it in bottles. That's a Mayim
Chaim.
Mayim Chaim, yes.
It's
a Williamsburg. It has special Hashgacha.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's you. Okay, want to shut that for a second? I'll tell you where it comes from.
Rabbi, I told you about...
as long as the dead mouse is only a tumas shemechot. If they found a dead man, it'd be tumas shiva, whatever you want. And you need mechatos, right?
I'd be surprised.
But Ezra Omer Eilu Me'anido. What? Shamazer Umazen Olav Toho. The fellow who's calling, who sprinkles the blood, dips this azov in this spring water ashes mixture and sprinkles it. The one whom the sprinkled water hits, the tummy mass becomes toho. The individual who's sprinkling remains toho. But ogeya, and if someone touches the mechatos, he becomes tummy. Vinogeya, tummy. Right? Hamaza, umazna olav toho. Vinogeya, tummy.
Well, the person who's zorek, the person who's zorek, that remains tahor?
Right. Only if you touch it, shol b'shas avodah. Not other than that.
I thought the kohen became tummy.
Yeah. Huh?
I thought the kohen became tummy.
No. Where
are you going?
Corrected. Mm-hmm. Umazetoho voksiv mazetoho. At your question, what the mazet is toho? I learned that it's not toho. Voksiv it says umazet me'anido yechabiz begodo. Right. That's pretty clear. And for the Gemara, you learned it wrong. Umay mazet nogea. There, the word mazet means he touches it unnecessarily. Voksiv mazet. And the same pasuk, "Ksiv maze, voksiv nogea."
Says maze mehanida yechbeis begadav hanogea b'mehanida yidmar ara.
Huh?
Maze mehanida yechbeis begadav v'hanogea b'mehanida.
In the same pasuk.
Yes.
You have maze nogea, right? Trying to think about voksiv maze, voksiv nogea. In the same pasuk, you have both. It can't mean the same thing. Behold, maze boy kibus nogea lo boy kibus. The end of the pasuk is Yichabes Begadav.
Masa is Yichabes Begadav Nogeya. It's not Yichabes Begadav.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they both have the same halacha.
No, they're different halachas.
Ela my Maze, no Maze is not Maze. Maze is Nosei. Maze one who carries it. The one who Maze, he who sprinkles the blood, meaning he who brings the water. He who brings the water to be sprinkled.
Why would there be two different people?
For carrying the mechatos, right, you become tummy. Take the Gemara, the licht of Nose, you tell me, Maze, right? And Nogeya. If he means carrying, say carrying. Why the Torah didn't say Nose? Kamash Malon, the ad. Didorim kishir hazor. It tells you how much you have to carry.
Enough that you can sprinkle.
The amount of water that makes you tummy is the amount of mazeh. What's the amount of mazeh? The amount of water that when you dip the azo into the mixture, how much water holds on to the the azo has its pet, its florets. Still on there, so it holds some measure of water. That's what it means. English translation, we don't have a Torah Shebiksav. All we have is a Torah Shebalpeh.
Yeah, is there even a concentration necessity? Is there a concentration necessity for Mechatos?
The what?
Is there, do you have to have a one molar ashes solution?
Yeah.
Or can it just be whatever you want?
I don't remember seeing any.
Yeah, the
Mishnah Poledon, I think, mentions what the ratio of ashes to water. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Well, there is one though.
Huh?
We do have a set ratio though. We don't.
I'm not aware of it though.
2 molar ash solution.
Dr. Gemara, honey, Chalmandamar, the Hazor, Tzor Shir. Elamandamar, ain't Tzor Shir, Maikalamema. There is no Shir of Hazor. The Gemara Tilu Lamandama ain't Sichashir means how much water has to hit the tummy. But how much water has to be there, that is a shir. Hanamila agabo de gabo. How much has to be on the body of the ish tummy? Abu b'mono in the vessel the inushil. Kidisnan kama yiu b'mayim yibem kidei hazor. What's the shir? Kidei sheyitvol roshe gavolim b'yaze. You don't understand this. How do you do that to a posik? How do you do this? V'hainu d'yomar Shlomo. Shlomo agreed with you. Amarti ech kamo v'hi rechoko mimeni. I thought I'm very smart, but here the story of Paraduma escapes me. But what does the Gemara say? It says, "V'yikru elecha Paraduma tmima, hasha'im b'mum." V'yikru elecha. God is speaking to Moshe.
You are the
Moshe says, "Eilecha ani mevayer mafarish." You, I will tell you what the hope is. The paradum is, but to nobody else. Lokach nemar. Therefore, it says, "Hashem Melech ech kamo v'hirachoka mimeni." It doesn't say it's not understandable by human mind. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was given to understand. Shlomo HaMelech, who was the wisest of all men, he still couldn't understand. That's why it's called a chok, which is something we don't understand, doesn't mean it's not understandable. That's true for all the chukim of the Torah. For klayim, right? No different, same halacha, or is all hilchus tumah v'tahara, which we don't understand. No one believes that there is evil spirits, korach hatumah. There's only halacha. Halacha says this is also, this is mutar, this is tumah, this is tov. Okay, let's go back to an old friend. It's the sugi of Dayashata. Eze is Kato. It said, Dalad Noshim Dayan Shatam. Dalad Noshim, we don't make Tumalim Efroa. One of them is a Skena. Tana Meniko Mu Beres. And then a Skena. Heche Domi Somuch Ziglosa. What is called a skena, shumis, three onos, somoch hazikrasa. It doesn't mean then that she missed gimel onos, therefore we classify her as a skena. No, we classify her as a skena. Therefore, because she's classified as a skena, therefore if she misses gimel onos, we then no longer have a tumulim mefroa, then die in shatter. So hey chedome, what do you mean somoch zeknosa? Amar Rav Yude, kol shechav rosero omos oler skenehi. If her friends consider an old lady, she's an old lady. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol shekolon lo ima ima ve'ena bosha. But their ima, mother, and they would use the as a reverential term for an aged woman. Nowadays, we most likely change it from imo to maybe to safta. Rav Zeir, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchok, Rechad amar kol she'ena makpedes, Rechad amar kol she'ena bosha. Very nice distinction. There's an intermediary stage here. If there were a woman, because she didn't wear makeup that day and not dress so fashionably, and therefore people would mistake her age, she'd be very embarrassed. The example I can give you is if on the bus in Eretz Yisrael, you bought a bus ticket, and they gave you the bus ticket, which they give for people older than 65, you realize you're only 40, you should stop doing exercise or something. Then she's Makpedes. But there's also an Inyan of Bosha. Woman can be Bosha and not Makpedes. She's embarrassed by being called an old woman, but she can't object to it because she's an old woman. But she's still embarrassed by the thought that she's no longer considered to be a middle-aged woman, she's now an old woman. She may not protest it because it's close to the truth. Therefore, it's a big chilik. May be nayu, ike be nayu, bosha ve'ina makpedes. She's embarrassed, but she doesn't protest because there's no basis for protesting because the classification by her friends is an accurate one, but she rather it wouldn't be. So there's still this intermediary stage where the heart is still yearning for a fountain of youth, and somehow. And these are the women that fall prey to those advertisements, smear this chazaraya on your face, and you look 20 years younger. All it really means is $20 poorer. Break the Gemara, the Kama Ono. Said she missed three onos. How much is an ono? Amar Rashloket, Meshum Rav Yude, Meshum Rav Yude Nesir. Ono Beinon is referring to 90 days. Shloshim Yom. Rava Amar Rav Chisda, no. Ono is Esen Yom, only 60 days. What does that mean? Can why would they pick up 20 days? Why? Below Pligi. Ma kachoshev yimei tuma is how they learn to talk about the veset. Some refers to the total veset, onset to onset of menstruation, and some refer to the period of time when she's not a nida. Chad ma kachoshev yimei tuma v'yimei tahara, so it's 30 days. Omar lo choshev yimei tuma. When he says 20 days, right? He removes from the 20 day, from the 30 days, the 7 days of nida, and the 3 days of zova gedola. So in his mind, those days are tuma days, right? Therefore, when we talk about tahara days, we talk about 20 days. That's just a selected vocabulary which they use among themselves, but really they all agree to 30 days. Tana Rabbanon, Skena, Sha'ovu, Alea, Sholo, Shonos, the Roaso, we're not Matame Limitfola, Daya Shaita, Odovu, Alea, Sholo, Shonos, the Roaso. Another 90 days pass and she sees Dam again. Again, we're not Matame Limitfola, Daya Shaita, Odovu, Alea, Sholo, Shonos, the Roaso. And Alehi, Kichol Hanoshim, Matama, Meisle, Eis, Mukidim, Pkidim. So the Ahimol is disturbed by it. Why? In the Mishnah we learned that Mutame Limefroa only if she has no Veset Kavua. This woman just established a Veset Kavua. Right? Every 90 days she sees, three times. She saw it every 90 days. In fact, the Gemara, or the Gemara asks that question and answers, Lo Shekivna. It doesn't mean she really accurately 90 90 90. She went ahead, so 90 days, 91 days, 93 days, right? Afilo pirso vosira, right? I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. They tell you about the the Veset Kavua. Lo Shekivna, Pirso, Vosira, Afilo Pirso, Vosira, right? She saw 91 days, 92 days. Also, she saw three times, she's now Daya Shato. Fakti Gemara, Afilo Pirso, Velo Mi Boy Kivna, I mean, even Pirso. And certainly, if she got up the same day, 90, 90, 90, Adarabba, Kikivna Kovula Veset, Vidayashata. If she saw on the exact same day three times, then she falls in the category of the Mishnah that says, when do we go to Dayash, when we go to Tumala Mafoa, only if she doesn't have Isha Shayla Veset Kovula. But Isha Shayla Veset, we always pass Kedayashata. So what happened here? She's no longer Sakena, she's seeing blood, but she saw blood the exact same day each time. She also is not matame the mefora. Vichy teme rabbonu de pligole de rabdosa. Maybe rabbonu argue with the Mishnah. Rabdosa said amber isha sheh shol veset matame meis le'ez. Right? And they hold that isha she has a veset. We still have the same gzeira and we're matame the mefora. Right? Then ipchum aboyle, then the language should have been different. The lema he should have said, Lo shepirso osira. Not only do we ask her before meis leis, ask her tumulim mefroa, when she saw 91, 92, 93, even if she saw afilu kivna, even if she saw 90, 90, 90, we also ask her, because we don't hold that an isha shesaveset, the gzera didn't apply to her. And the Gemara, okay, change the language, tini. Change the nusach, lo shepirso osira, la filu kivna also. In other words, this mandomar, the rabbonin here, argue with Rabdosa and say that the takona was made lo plug. No difference whether it's isha sheyesh levesel, isha chen levesel. Before you say him, oh, I can tell you, no, I don't know how to ramshad here. Hocha kamar, lo shekivna, lo shepirso osira, our taka kivna. Right, kaboyla kovala veset b'daya shaita. Umani, it'll be the sugi of Rabdosa, agrees with Rabdosa. We can learn pshat either way, either the Rabbanan, since the text allows for you that modification, you can learn it either way, either that here you have a sugi that argues with Rabdosa and says that even b'isha sheshul veset were also b'tamana mefora, or you can say no, it affirms the din of Rabdosa, that isha sheshul veset, right, we only daya shaita, we don't have a tumulim afroa. Well, you people okay? You are following or you lost your sense? Yeah? not a difficult sugya. He's sort of really almost like a review of what of the klolim that you have already. Anyway, you make sure you look through. So we, if yes, we can say it again tomorrow. I'd like to go a little further here, and then go to the Chacham Litzalo. Tanya, Omar Lam Rabbi Elezer Chachomim. On the sugya of Tumah L'Mefroah. And again, I call your attention to the insight in Takonas Chachomim. What's the general rule in Takonas Chachomim? Lahatir, where we make on Takonas Chachomim. New people. Shas Hadchak and Hefzed Merubon. Those are the two classics. Rabbanan didn't make the Takonas to be overly halacha shein hatzibi chol lamadol. Tanya omer lam Rabbi Elazar chachamim maisa beriba achas behislo. Story about a young woman in the town of Hislo. Shevsika shelosh olos. It's a young woman, not a skena. And three cycles passed, and she didn't see them. Ubamaisel vechachomim, vombolo daya shaita. And they said, okay, what happened? She had been working on taharos. And that's why she came and asked the question, right? Why? Three onos passed. So she thought she's through with it. And then she was Saddam. She came to ask the child of Chachamim, what's the halacha? The gabe, the taharos that she'd been working on. And he said to her, no tumul mefroa, daya shata. Omolo. So what do you see from here? Tremendous raya. And even a young woman, if she passes three onos, we pass in daya shata. We don't say tumul mefroa. Not a skena. That's the problem. You said only by a skena. Omolo, ain't shasat chagraya. That case, you took my specific case, a woman of Hislo, right? I know the case. That was a shasat chag. And since you're dealing with takwaras chachomim, it doesn't apply shasat chag. Fakti gemora ma shasat chag. Okay, again, focus on the rules of Takonas Chachamim. Ike de Amri Shoni Batzoros Habu. Some say it was in the middle of famine years, hunger years, and therefore it meant to be metame, where all the bread she was working on. Here the bread is.
That would also explain why she didn't menstruate. That would also explain why she didn't menstruate. Mm-hmm. That would also explain why she didn't have a normal menstrual cycle.
Oh, good point. Okay, maybe. Iked Amri, the other one doesn't explain it. Right. Taharos Ofish. She's working on a lot of taros. Not just one or two challahs. She was a baker and worked on 100 challahs. Right? The choshu rabbonon lehefsik the taros. Therefore, since there's an isur to burn taros, a little bit of taros I will burn. A lot of taros not. English translation, you can be a little pregnant. Little bit's okay. Little tumah is fine. A lot of tumah dikachalas that we want to stand for. What's that called? Hefsed merubo. But didn't the first one gives a real kind of pekuch nefesh aspect to it, right? Shas batzoras, hungry years. Second one is pay money. Okay. Only what then? It wasn't money alone, it was also a tzad of isu. What's the tzad isu? A burning of kadoshim, right, unnecessarily. Look at the Rashi just to get, because I'm focusing on the Rabbanan rules, Shani Vatsoris, not because people are dying of hunger. That's how I would learn. The Rashi throws in, Vika Hefsid Meruba Choshesh. But the price of challah goes up when there's hunger here. That's a great loss of money. Doesn't say Hefsid. A hefsid of the kadosh. Rabbi Elezer in the Mishnah said, "Kol isha she'ovro le'er sholo shonos dayeshata." That's the why we brought in the case here of the Ribo in Hislo. Right. What's the halacha? Right now the Gemara said that there was no raya from there that we paskin that way la halacha. We say those were unusual circumstances. It was Shaz Batsoras, or it was Hefsed Meruba, right? Which is a classic exemption from Takonas Chachamim. Maase ve'osa Rebbe Rabbi Elezer. He passing like Rabbi Elezer. The Dayashata. The Yacha Sheniska, similar we had before, by Rabbi Yeshua. Same structure of the Shakla Vitalia here. Le'acha Shenizkar Omar Kedayu Rabbi Elezer Lismucholo B'Shas Hadchak. What does that mean? He passed like Rabbi Elezer, and then he remembered, and he said, "Okay, too bad, I didn't pass him the way I wanted to, but okay, I have Rabbi Elezer. He's also worthy to depend upon b'shas hadchak." Let's see what that means. Mai la'acha sheniskach. What does that mean? You passed a shaila and you looked up in Shulchan Aruch and you made a mistake. Ilema la'acha sheniskach dein halach rabbelezer elek rabbonon. Then what kind of shas hadchak? B'shas hadchak heicha ovid kavosei. You passed wrong, you change your mind. Ella, no. The fact remains that lo itmo halchaso lo kamar v'lo kamar. There never was a resolution of hilchaso ke rabbonon against Rabbi Elezer. So what? It wasn't. So why can't he pass it the way he wants to pass it? If you tell me that without a psak, you're free, you have two opinions, you have a right to choose which opinion you want to paskin like. So why la'acha sheniska? La'acha sheniska means the lav yochid poliolei el rabin poliolei. That is not Rabbi Elezer versus an opponent. A lot of the rabbonim disagree with Rabbi Elezer. But that's still not a psak. But had I remembered how many people disagree with Rabbi Elezer, I would have gone with the rabbin. Amar, but I did already. Kedayu Rabbi Elezer lismucholo b'shas hadchak. Had I known in advance what I know, what I remember now, I never would have passed that way. But I didn't violate any rule of the halacha, any halachic principle by passing like this yochid. Because a yochid, the rabbim, halacha ke rabbim, is not a psak halacha. It's a psak halacha after they decide the halacha ke rabbim. Within the time when the halacha is being developed and people are arguing, yeah, you see what's happened in Miss Medrash. They all ganged up on Rabbi Elezer. Everybody disagreeing with him. But Rabbi Elezer is holding his position. And this is the famous Rabbi Elezer, Shmuti. Therefore, Kedayu Rabbi Elezer, Lismu Cholo B'Shaz HaTchak. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's see if we let's begin what I wanted you to see and the souls that I said. It's the refresh your memory. Look at the Rashi again. What Rashi says, the souls that I said. See the Rashi. So the Raisa also bedike shesichul ishli bodei b'shas vesta dvar Torah hi the Torah hu halacha l'moshe m'sinai the orer b'zmanu bo bim bo yom vesta v'lo botka marzekinen lo t'meya therefore kaboyolai in lo botka v'yom vesta but it would be mei bura if it wouldn't be mei bura and you hold the so the Raisa then she is Tameya if lo botko. Was Chazokov or Evnawa, it came. I did not much, but a little bit. Okay? Pick up the, this. I have a, put a little arrow, I think it came out.
Oh, yeah.
A little arrow there. See, the Bezalel gives himself a little plug. You should buy his swallow. Kvakosafti, look at the you have it there? Kvakosafti says, Bechiburi, wrote a Sefer Hora Geber, Asha Yotzem el Defuz, Eshra Taim Yomim, and Sefer Horius. Let you know, I published a sefer on my set of holies. The Yesh Lahakshos al Pirish Rashazal.
ISBN number 3.
Listen to this Kashi. The Mi Hiskiku Lozel Forish Dim Bestos the Raisa Haina Mehalocha la Moshe Mishinai. When you use the sefer a little bit, you get to also use his style. It's feel as a. You can hear the band talking. This is Sivsosov Dovos Bekeber. His lips move in the grave. When you see Nadav Godol, you read his Torah, as it says, it says chus for him, as if he's talking from the grave. But you hear his voice, his Lusak style that comes across. Here you have a tough style, he has a real no-nonsense style. וכי חאור הזו ששונו חזל בתשור שיות חסר בבית is it ugly? Is it not nice what they said? That you have to think of saying it differently? מקרו בזלטס בני ישראל עזור לבני ישראל שאיפרו בישראל סמך לבסטם take what a pussy so why do you throw in הלוך הלוות שבסינה? הרי למען דומר בסטורס דרבונון Hutruchu, a Raivid, a Rajbo, a Ran, a Rosh Roma, Daikra smachte Barmahu. they hold all these Rishonim, they list the Raibit, the Rashbo, the Ran, the Rosh, all hold the bestowals of the Rabbonim. So where we got a pasuk is out of Bnei Yisrael. That's a smachta be'alma. It's not a real. That's not the text. That's not the literal meaning of the pasuk. In Cain, leman doma besoz daraisa. It's not just this expression, but badai the high chod rosh gemura. So the lomalei l'rashi lahamsi b'ze halacha l'moshe misvinai. I also remind you, when halacha l'moshe misvinai, it means it's not a pasuk, it means tosha b'alpeh. It's true, it's mesorah. Hoidik sheishi shom al dibri rashi, al dibri rashi elu, Shekosar souls the Isa. Also Bidike, Rashi said, Shitzhu. Right. There. It was Mahi Bemeibur. What about when she's pregnant? Why that lengthy language? Rashi doesn't waste words. Bim boy yo besavlo botka lomi rashi kola richosazos. Umadi badua lo pirish bikitsu, best souls the Isa. Period. Hod it so about lipu remain the Bashaz Vesta Samuk Lovesta. He says he picked up Rashi in two other places where he seems to be verbose. Say it simply. The soul that I said means she's a tomato, she doesn't not bodegas. Because they kosher gambalosh Rashi the common tezbog. Yeah, and the Bidafte Zayan Amaralev, right? When the Bidibra Master was told that I said Rabbanon. ובחיבור ראשון, ולבוד על ספר, על מסכת הוריוס, הרחתי בייש של כל זה, וריסי כי טובו לעתה גם הנה, בחיבורנו הזה, הדבור מוכל מוכל של דדאי בו בידור רשע לולו, ופרט תוכל, בשביל דובר של נסחל השלי, לקר בלות של התויסוס, דבר מסע לקר חרוד. Says, I'm going to repeat what I published, you should accuse him of dual publication. I published once and always again here, but there's something new I'm adding over here. Uliyashiv ze omalte api divrei Rabbeinu Hagadol de Noidiv Yehuda. Chidesh dobo niflo v'yashe kro de desartem av manoma besoz de rabonon. He'll also, even those who hold the soz de rabonon, admit that the posik v'zartem is the reiser. Nevertheless, besoz de rabonon. Here really, this is the kind of lotion we're using from the very beginning, kind of analysis. The Vadai Kol HaTanoim HaMeroim Domo Vastos Lav Deraise Ein Kavanosan Loma De Chazoka Orer Bezbano Bo Irak Ed Rabona. Cannot be. Chazoka is a Deraise. Not Chazke here. All over. Kol HaTor Kulo. Chazoka is a biblical principle. It's a Deraise principle. That a repetitive act can assume, you must assume will recur. A repetitive act must recur. That's the din of chazoka. No chazoka daraisa kedmura b'chulin. L'kulam chazoka zu min haTorah. So what's our problem here? Why is there an argument where the Orer Bezman of Boaz the Rabbonon. Why? She saw three times established a chazokir, it's Vadai Doraisa. Elo kineged chazok hazu iko cheskas ha'isho shebecheskas ta'ar omedes. It's because you have a countervailing chazok. Lochein minatoro akach minatoro ukminim chazok ladi chazok. Ze tam amadoma besoz rabona. Why is it what's the bottom? Because I'm a chazoka against a chazoka. Why the whole taket? Why should chazoka the raisa? I mean, the whole chazoka, in principle, chazoka is the raisa. I got two the raises. I got a cheskas tahara is also the raisa. So why is the chazoka of a rare is more powerful than the other chazoka? We go back to what we learned at the very beginning. But the chazok of Taros, chazok asuri lishtanos. It doesn't say that. That's the lot should be happy to me. Therefore, it's a weaker chazok. The chazok of a rev is one of bo. In fact, they come every time until, it comes a skena, it stops. But the chazok of Taharo, every 30 days it's going to end. We know in advance. Therefore, it's a weaker chazoka. That's why they held chazoka d'oraisa. Because the cheskas tahara is the chazoka zuyrish taros, and the chazoka besos is not. But look, he goes a little different tack. That's the best, that's the proper tack. Vine, kva no do kimte de rove begit de khof khaser be base. Le shema mes lo khashina. A shlir delivers a get. We don't know, Medina Sayam don't know, is the husband still alive or not? If he died, she has to marry the brother. If she got a get, she don't have to marry the brother. But how do you know, is he alive or dead? So what do we say? The Shema Meslo Chashinan. But the Shema Yomos Chashinan. Who remembers that Gemara? You people learn Gittin. What's the Shema Yomos? He says this get should take effect Yom Echad Lefnei Misosi. Every day is Yom Echad, it could be a day before his death. So Shema Yomos Chashinan. The Shema Meslo Chashinan. Hashem Yom Os Chashina. Upiush Rashi, Shema Mesu Neged Achazoko, because he has a Cheskas Chayim. Avol Shema Yom Os Lo Marino Achazoko. Why? Because the Chazoko Asuri Lishtanos. It doesn't use those Losh, but that makes it so much clearer. Why? Shara Ein Lo Adam Chazoko Shara Yom Os. Shara Ibad HaYom Os Pam Achaz. Loche kol shor chazin and shema yomos. My hezbo is better. To affirm, right? Nice, good, clean hezbo. Kasher kvar over hashor lo chazin and shuv shema kvar bes. Umeyato, he applies that logic. Gam gabi isho, chol isho shesho cheskes tahara reachshor hi tohoro. Lo chashin shem kvar nitmo betumas nido, sheze sora chazokim. Aber ein le isha chazoka shol tira nido achasho. Shem bo ze chazoka shem pa machas asidu yos nido. Hey lo tira tor lolam. And why I just really, it's nice clean lotch that I'm substituting, right? It's chazoka asuri lishtanos. Lo chayin ikal mechad kosho shem tira. He applies it to the principle, to the Gemara of Shem Ames, Shem Yomos. Lokach Vestos, Linin Shaosu, Tamar, Samuel Vesta, Hilkulam Menatorah Mikro Vizartan. That you can't sleep with your wife, Samuel Vesta, because that posseg, everybody agrees that posseg is a deraisa. Vizart may hope for that. Why? Because there you worry about what? Shema should become a nida. Shema that she was a nida, not. So when you're going to sleep with your wife, your choshesh, what if while sleeping, well, it should become a nida. Therefore, b'shas vesta, I worry about it. the drosha gemuri after my daughter was sold to rabbanon. I would require over vesto like a name of vesto is the rice of tamil shaova lo mo she rosa b'shaza vesit the gneged zu yesh chas kastara asos sel chas orbis baron bo lo chein sarvei kametanoi and kaimolon the helchus the vesto is the rabbanon. Okay, we'll stop there so you can catch me and see the one. I want you to follow you to his style also. Beautiful Hezbollah. I think my lotion was his tighter lotion, a better lotion of Chazak Asuyah Rishtanos. He didn't use that lotion, but he said the exact same thing.